Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Confusion is now reigning right away.
That's right, people.
People are like, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
We don't start the show on Wednesday like this.
What? What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
That's right, people. What's happening right now. This is what's happening.
Explanation is coming. Just enjoy it. But first, you come and go. You come and go. Come. All right. And with that, we're off on a Wednesday, but it's a Friday, which is why we started out how we normally start out a Friday. It's an Is It Just Me Wednesday. See, here's what's going on. Mark and I are off tomorrow and Friday, as is the Huff and Millennial Ben. We're all off for the holiday. God bless Bonneville International and Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. We've got Thursday and Friday off.
How good is that?
That is really good, which means...
And the 4th of July is on Saturday, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Which means we're treating this like a Friday.
Right.
So... Is it just me? We want to get, you know, for those of you, a lot of people are going to be ending the week early, trying to extend the 4th of July weekend as long as they can. So the idea, you know, you've been doing it for years now. Is it just me? Just get stuff off your chest. It could be about anything and everything. Hit us up on the ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. And here's the only thing that we ask. Since this is basically our, well, not basically, this is our last show until we get a long weekend, we want to get loose.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
We want to have some fun. We want to have some laughs. So we're challenging you. We're challenging you to bring hot takes, but also have some fun with it.
Yeah, I will start it off, Is It Just Me? On Is It Just Me Wednesday? Is It Just Me? Or I had no idea about vacation schedule. So I texted last night. I texted the Huff because I know nobody knows HR and the vacation schedule like the Huff.
Nobody.
Like, no, there's nobody,
nobody
that is more dialed in to days off than Scott the Huff. So, yeah, I would color me surprised. I was ready to come into work tomorrow and Friday. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we got the notice from HR to Huff, and he said, maybe we should start calling HR.
That's like HR puffin' stuff.
Right.
It's HR the huffin' stuff.
Right.
HR the huffin' stuff. Let it be known.
What does the HR stand for? Doesn't really matter.
No.
It's just better when you just go with HR.
Yeah.
And so when we found out, I was like, okay, well then Wednesday is our Friday.
Yeah.
So hit us up. Have some fun. Yeah. And when we were talking about doing this last night, Mark just said, all I want to do is get loose.
That was my contribution to the show planning last night. Like, there's all kinds of ideas going around. I go, let's just get loose. I just want to be loose. It's Friday.
Chris in Johnstown, is it just me or I hate you guys for having a four-day weekend?
Don't hate.
Is it just me or is playing that song a slap in the face to those of us that work the next 2 days? Perhaps.
Ooh.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
You're going to have to get over it.
Yeah, you want us to apologize?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
How about new?
Right.
No, I'm not going to. And this will be one of the first 4th of July's that I actually don't work. Because I've been doing Denver Outlaws lacrosse for the last, 10, 11 years?
Have you now?
Okay, don't see, okay. All right, listen. I know my TV background is not as extensive and as high profile as yours.
I didn't realize, like, where can I catch Denver lacrosse?
Well, nowhere right now.
Right. But when you're doing TV.
Oh, I've been on a variety of different outlets.
Really?
Yes.
No. You ever make it to Versus?
Oh,
I mean, that would
what be. What a dude. Yes.
Oh, snap.
So, yeah, so I'm not as...
No, no, no. I know that you do. You do. I mean, you do lacrosse. You do DU stuff.
I've done a lot of DU stuff over the years too. But no. But this will be because normally the 4th of July is their signature game. They have the big crowd down at Mile High. They play the lacrosse game. They do the fireworks.
Okay.
It's usually a big deal. And so I've worked a number of 4th of July. So this will be the first fourth I think I've had off in like a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, I mean, look, it's just my little slice of TV. I mean, not all of us can, you know, be the big TV superstar that you've been.
Ah, there you are. I was beginning to give up on you. It's great to see you, man.
It's great to see you, Neil. And it took me a while to get here from the airport. I've got small town transportation. So this is Springfield. This is it in all of its glory. You know what? Maybe you should do a little research while you're here. That way you can write your next book about a small town.
And it's pretty, I can't remember what I was supposed to say. I'm sorry.
I mean, listen. How can I possibly match that?
Mm. You can't, Mike.
First coffee slurp of the day. Is it just me, or you just heard the first coffee slurp of the day, Denver?
You cannot match that. There is no way. I mean, that's big time right there. That is a big time soap opera, Mike Evans.
So. Nick in Denver says, is it just me or is today 2020 of the Paxton Lynch smear campaign, 2020 and 2020? Woohoo. Is it 2020 or are we up to... Is it 2020? We can't just... Okay. Since this is big, this is monumental, it can't be just, hey, it's 2020, let's play it. No, we need a monumental, so I'm going to throw it out there. We need a monumental Paxton Lynch smear to extend the smear campaign to 2020.
Yeah, you can't willy-nilly a 2020 on 2020.
No, this has to be significant.
Yeah. There's got to be some thought behind this. And we got to do it with class. That's where we're going to have to bring in HR DeHuff and stuff and see how we can class that up.
Jake asked, guys, is DeHuff even there today or is he at the zoo? No, he's here.
He is here. There has been a DeHuff sighting, people.
I think they're currently in the process of building the studio, though, for him at the zoo. So he'll be able to just broadcast remotely from the zoo every day.
He is here, although I think his throat is scratchy. I think he got his throat scratchy. So
I broke my back.
As you walked in.
How's your spine?
Yeah. Spinal.
Spinal.
See? Told you. This is what we're looking to do today, okay? You just got about a 6-minute sampling of what we want the entire 3 hours to be like. So, all right. We are off and rolling. Is It Just Me's coming on in. We'll get to that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans here. People care about 3 things when buying a vehicle. Number 1, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options, such as 0 money down or 0% financing for 84 months. Number 2, selection. Siltahar has over 1,800 new and used cars on site and at sthmotors.com. And number 3, location. Siltahar is right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, and they will deliver any vehicle to your home for a test drive or after purchase. Visit sthmotors.com and get everything you want out of a dealership.
So today is our Friday. So since it's a Friday, it's an Is It Just Me Friday. Get some stuff off your chest. Hopefully have some fun because our goal is to get loose here. RumbleSlot.com text line 303-713-1043. Let's see. Guys, I'm with you. Today is my Friday. Headed up to the Black Hills for a few days to ride the motorcycle through the awesome hills up there. Happy 4th. That's Gary and Golden.
Where's the Black Hills?
That's South Dakota, isn't it? Mount Rushmore area, if I'm not mistaken. I think those are the Black Hills, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it just me or all the idiots who are yelling at Ian Desmond saying I would play for free in possession of a skill set worth exactly that? Nothing?
Well, yeah, most people, anybody who would play for free isn't good enough to get paid to play. So, I mean, anybody who says that I play for free is some frustrated high school athlete that got cut as a senior. So, I mean, like, no, you wouldn't. If you've got a skill set that garners getting paid, you're not playing for free. And the bottom line is, man, like, there's going to be a lot more guys that are going to basically, you know, because of their situation. Ian Desmond has, what, four kids, one on the way, or three kids, one on, something like that. I think he's four and one on the way. His wife is pregnant. You know, do you really want to be sequestered during that time? 60, 70 days away from your family, 80 days, well, you know, depending on playoffs and stuff, whatever that is. Do you?
Although, wait a minute, baseball players aren't going to be.
Well, I think a guy like him is going to leave his family at home.
Oh, I see what
you're
saying.
Because they're in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I just look at, there's a lot of different reasons that guys are worried about this, rightfully so, that are taking it seriously. And there's going to be a lot of guys that decide or opt out. Well, not a lot, but there's going to be a handful of guys probably on every team that opt out.
Yeah, and I know that Desmond has caught some flack. You're abandoning your team. Don't be scared of this. Nope, don't be a wuss type thing. To me, anything that anybody does during these times, no judgment. There's no judgment. Like, okay, for example, I'm going to be heading back east pretty soon for my Treehouse Gang weekend, right?
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to come this year. And we all kind of agreed, hey, listen, if you can make it, great. But if you can't, we completely understand. No judgment will be passed.
Right.
Right? So, who are we to say, you know, Ian Desmond, you should be thinking this way? I if you read his Instagram post as to why he's not coming back, clearly this is something that he has thought a lot about. He put a lot of thought into. He revealed a side of himself that many of us in this business, certainly those of you who are Rocky fans, have never seen before. So I'm fine with it. I respect it.
As do I. Yeah. I mean, it is, like, each guy gets to make his choice. And based on the circumstances that that guy has, the life circumstances that guy has, I completely understand that. If you've got, you know, pre-existing health concern. Like I said, young kids with a wife who's pregnant. Like, I get that. And you've made, I mean, let's face it, and you've made $60, $70, $80 million, $100 million over the course of your career, and you're not going to miss the money. Like, if you're set, you've done a good job with that aspect of your career, and you feel like, hey, man, the risk doesn't outweigh the reward, I get it.
But we're talking about Ian Desmond here. We're not talking about Nolan Arenado. We're not talking about Von Miller. We're not talking about Nathan MacKinnon. We're not talking about players who are huge stars and are absolutely crucial to the success of our teams.
Right.
Do you think that people have the same kind of understanding, forgiveness, whatever you want to call it, if a big name important player decides, you know what, not for me?
I think, you know, I mean, I think there's a sliding scale of justice in everything we do, right? So with Ian Desmond, most, like, people are upset. Some people are upset, but most people are like, well, good riddance. You didn't really perform anyhow. Like, there's a different mindset. If Nolan Arenado said, I'm not comfortable, and I don't want to do this. And I'm assuming, is Nolan still single? Or maybe he's married, but he doesn't have, I don't think he has kids, does he?
No, I don't think so. No.
You know, I think people would be really upset about that. Like, where are the risks, you know? I mean, but again, like, sometimes I think, hey, man, I've got, like, my parents are older, my parents are, you know, whatever, right? You want to protect those people. So I get all that. I'm with you. Absolutely no judgment. I've got our boys' weekend next weekend, you know, and we're all said the same thing. I'm the only guy that's got to get on a plane, but we all said the same thing is like, hey man, totally understand if you can't make it. Like you get a hall pass on this one. And so, you know, I get that and I'm okay with it.
Is it just me or is Stink totally forgotten about the game of football? Ooh, this is interesting. What I mean by that is thinking other supremely intelligent football analysts, that's all in capital letters, always say that great quarterbacks make up for inadequate offensive lines and talent. That being said, did Drew Locke hide a lot of our offensive line deficiencies in his five games? And if he did it in his rookie year, then how much better is he going to be in his sophomore year? Well, Stinkles, what say you, Paul? Stinkles, that's a new one.
That is a
no one's ever called you Stinkles before.
No, I've never heard Stinkles.
You've been Stink, Stinkorama, Stinkapoo,
yeah.
Stinkaroo, Stinker, Stinky. But
yeah.
Stinkles, that's the
Stinkles,
first one.
Stinkles, that is the first time. That is the first time.
Well done, Paul.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Well done, Paul. That's total skim milk, Paul. So I guess, Paul, I mean, and I'm not going to talk to you in all caps, Paul. Like you texted in all caps. I'm not going to all cap you. But does Drew Locke make up, because of his athleticism, for some of the sins of breakdowns? Absolutely. That's great. Now, mind you, having athleticism can also run you into a lot of mistakes. And we have seen that a time or two with guys who are athletically gifted that aren't quite sure or don't make quick enough decisions, start to scramble when they shouldn't, when they should stay in the pocket and deliver the ball on time to the target. They decide to pull it down and make something bigger happen. And how many times have we seen that guy run into trouble? So there is the potential of that happening. I thought Drew Locke did a good job last year. Part of the reason that he did a good job also, Mike, is when things broke down, he had the ability to make those moves and make people miss, okay? But as I've said many, many times on this show, if you go back like I did and chart games and look at formations and look at personnel groupings and look at what wrinkles did, I mean, this is not the offense that you're going to see this year, I don't think. This was two tights, three tights, two backs. This was a heavy personnel, dictate coverage out of heavy personnel and protect the snot out of our offensive line. There was a ton of that. You go back and look, a bunch of screens. They ran the ball, bunch of screens, quick passing game, bunch of stick routes, things to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands with protection to one receiver.
But that's not how this offense is being sold for this year.
No,
four, five guys out in the pattern.
It's why Rich Scangarello got fired. Well, what was the reason? What was the reasoning out of Dove Valley? I mean, we want somebody to push the ball down the field, right? Rich wasn't pushing the ball down the field. Why? Because he was trying to protect his new quarterback. The end of the last five games of the season, if you look at the last five games of the season, it is not Kansas City Chiefs. You know, it's not pushing five guys out and having 5-0 protection and say, hold up, and if things break down, go make a play, Drew Locke. That's not what they did last year. That wasn't even close. They went 4-1, put up some points. What did they put up? 21-something points a game.
21.4.
And they went 4-1 doing that out of a condensed, heavy formation or heavy personnel grouping, condensed formation offense. That's what they did. And if they wanted to spread, they spread out a heavy, meaning they had two tight ends and a fullback, and then they exploded out and got on the edges and used their tight ends outside the numbers and things. But when you start to really look and break down what they were doing was dictating coverage to the defense. And making it simple for their quarterback. That's not what this new offense has been sold. So, you know, before you start anointing Drew Locke an MVP candidate, I suggest you go back and look at what they did then and what they're probably going to do now and how many more opportunities and how many things that opens up to actually, you know, to actually put pressure on your quarterback. A bunch.
Mile High Memories, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air. For episode 9, you voted to hear about the 1990 CU Buffs. It'll drop this weekend, wherever you download your podcast or at 1043thefan.com. Coming up, the morning brew, a little QB on QB. What does Jake Plummer have to say about Drew Locke? You'll hear him next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crap thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Pass in the brain.
Got some spring on that one. I don't have any idea how that pass went through.
Yeah, that was threading the tiny needle there for Nikola Jokic.
Well, the Denver Nuggets had to close down their practice facility a few days ago because of more positive tests for the coronavirus. Had two members of the team's 35-person Orlando traveling party, which encompasses players, coaches, and staff, initially test positive before the weekend shutdown. They'll reopen their facility based on the results of ongoing testing. The travel party is scheduled to leave for Orlando on July 7th. Mark, these tests, these positive tests that we're seeing across sports, they were inevitable. Do you think it will be something that sports collectively, for want of a better phrase, will try to power through? Or could you see sports putting up the stop sign and not start up when they are scheduled to?
I think what you'll see is you'll see them continue to try to power through and figure it out. You know, again, new normal to a degree. We're doing everything in our power to make it as safe as possible. But as you know, Mike, nothing's safe. Like, there's no walk of life you can say where, hey, this is like me being safe. There's going to be no concern going forward. There's always going to be a concern. I think you have to understand that going into it. So I believe they'll try to power through. Now, listen, if you're having over half your team, you know, over half your traveling party all of a sudden get infected and you can't line up and play a game, then I think there's going to be consequences to that. Then they'll have to revisit that. But if it's a few guys here and there, a smattering of people, I think they try to power through.
I think it's like what you're seeing in society as a whole. You've got people who are going out, hopefully making smart decisions,
uh-huh.
And those that consider themselves at a higher risk are staying away, staying inside, staying away from social gatherings. And I would think the same would go for these sports teams. Look, the overwhelming, like nearly, you know, 100% of these athletes, even if they test positive, they're going to be fine. So from the standpoint of, hey, can the games go on with the athletes? Yes, I believe so. Then it just comes down to, okay, you're a coach. You're a trainer. You're part of the traveling part. Do you consider yourself to be at a higher risk?
Right.
Then those are the ones that you have to look out for. But
there's a couple major.
Do you turn everything down?
Right.
Do you shut everything down? Especially knowing that the athletes themselves that are going to be the ones playing the games really aren't in a high risk category.
Right. There was a couple of coaches, I think a pitching coach and a bench coach or something like that, that, you know, were in the mid 60s in Major League Baseball, Mike, that just opted out.
Yeah.
And they just said, hey.
And that's fine.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're like, yeah, I get it. I understand it. So, I mean, yeah. If you've got that, if you're in that situation, you get to make your decision. There's nothing wrong with that.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I know one thing for sure, that there will come a time when he'll have the ball in his hands. He'll have to take the team down the field to win a ball game. And when you do that, that's when you start to go, oh, okay, we got someone special.
That is Jake Plummer, who was on with Nick and Cecil last night.
Uh-huh.
By the way, if you haven't, give those guys a listen. They're doing a great job at night. That's a fireball right there.
But that's not a fireball.
It's not a fireball. But it's more of a, hey, pay attention to these guys. They're doing a great job.
Okay. All right.
It's
an
awesome show.
Yeah.
Hot take. Listen to Nick and Cecil. Anyway, they had Jake Plummer on. Do you see?
Oh, yeah.
We always talk, or at least I brought up the comparison. I believe I was the first. Pat myself on the back. To compare Drew Locke to Jay Cutler. Hopefully with better.
Right.
Yeah, speaking of, how you doing?
intangibles and
a little bit overall
personality.
Yeah, overall personality. Better personality.
Leadership skills and, you know, just all the kind of demeanor. But do you see any Jake Plummer in Drew Locke? Is it maybe, is he more Jake Plummer than he is Jay Cutler?
Well, I think the Jay Cutler is the body comparison, you know, the arm talent, just the size, mobility, all that stuff. You know, Jake Plummer, not as big, obviously. But here's what I know. Here, and this is maybe the most important thing, is I know guys love playing with Jake Plummer. They loved his attitude, how fired up he was, how much fun he was in the huddle, just his ability to make a comeback. You know, even if you put yourself in harm's way, you know, his ability to scramble out of it and you know, to dig his way out of a bad situation. They love playing with him.
All right, how about this?
And I think guys like that. They like that quality about Drew.
Okay, but I was just going to say, maybe we're seeing a bit of a mashup between Cutler and Plummer in that Locke's physical talents might be more Cutler-like, but his demeanor, intangibles, personality are more Plummer-like.
Right. He's Jay Plummer or...
If you're giving me a cross between Jay Cutler and Jake Plummer for Drew Locke, I'll take it. I don't know if it's going to be good enough to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes for the next decade, but it's not bad.
It's not a bad mashup at all.
Not bad at all. Next on the Morning Brew.
What we've seen coming out of New England for the past, let's say, 20 years, you know, there is going to be a change in New England, but I think we're going to see them having a lot more fun out there, and Cam Newton is going to give them that opportunity for the fans, not just the New England Patriots fans, but the football fans just around the world to really see, you know, how fun this offense can really be.
There is Randy Moss, who thinks that the Patriots offense can be more fun with Cam Newton than Tom Brady. He went on to say that he has concerns about Tom Brady and the Buccaneers offense because of the Buccaneers offensive line. Have you noticed in the immediate aftermath of Cam Newton signing with the Patriots how many people are really bullish on the idea of Cam not only being the starter, but doing really well as the Patriots starting quarterback? I mean, Michael Lombardi came out and said that he now believes the Patriots can compete with the Chiefs. Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down a second. This is a guy who anybody around the NFL could have had all offseason long. And the only team that signed him was the Patriots for a bare veteran minimum deal loaded with incentives. I think people are overrating just how much of an impact Cam Newton is going to make. If he's going to make that kind of an impact, why didn't somebody else sign him for a lot more money?
Yeah, well, why didn't he make that kind of impact in 2016 and 2017 when he was healthy? If you think that, all right, the guy's 31, the guy's got, you know, the guy has got some serious tread loss of the tires, simply because of the style with which he played. And all of a sudden, are you going to go back to, you know, 12, 15 design runs a game? I don't know. I mean, I know there's great optimism with Cam, and that's tremendous. There's great optimism there. But, like, nobody seems to have the yeah, but caveat.
No.
When they're talking about Cam. And there's a few guys, I mean, myself, and I saw Booker McFarland going away. Why all of a sudden do we think he's going back to his 2015 year after, you know, a shoulder injury that shut him down
in
2018?
It's the Belichick bump. That's all it is. It's that, well, if Belichick thinks that he can play, then obviously he can play. And it's Belichick, so clearly Belichick sees something that nobody else is seeing here. And the mad genius Belichick and McDaniels are going to unlock and bring back Cam Newton to his past glory.
I will say this just in regards to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because, you know, that was the other part, is that their O-line, and they drafted the Wirfs kid from Iowa, right? their inside three are pretty good. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. They're maybe not the most skilled guys, but they're a pretty good inside tandem there. So, you know, and then they've got multiple tight ends that give them, you know, they give them an ability to be heavy and still exploit people in the passing game. I have enough faith in them that they're going to be okay.
Next on the Morning Brew.
He's a workout warrior. He's a football fanatic, and he wants to show that even if he doesn't get signed with a team, that I can outplay all these young bucks, and I belong in the league.
There is Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports talking about Antonio Brown. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that was commonly linked to perhaps having interest in Antonio Brown because Brady liked Antonio Brown so much last year in New England. Very upset when they cut Brown. But Tampa Bay has made it clear they're not interested in Antonio Brown. Brown wants to get back into the game. He continues to work out. Will we see Antonio Brown in the NFL this year?
That is a great question, Mike. I think you will. I do. I think it'll be somebody will have an injury. Like right now, nobody wants to reward that turd, right? I mean, nobody wants to give him a reward him for being, you know, what he's been. Just an absolute pain in the butt. You know, like, you're not a victim, dude. You're not a victim. You have brought all this on yourself. So nobody wants to give him that opportunity. But you're going to have some injuries. You're going to have some guys go down. And when that happens, and he's sitting out there, and you can instantly get a Pro Bowl player, I think that's when all of a sudden somebody will, you know, somebody will make that move for Antonio Brown.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. All right, we give you a chance to react to it. Also, today is our Friday, as it will be off for the next couple of days. I know, sad, but we feel good, and so we're having some fun. We're treating it like a Friday. Get some stuff off your chest. Hot sports takes, but most importantly, as Mark reminded all of us last night, we're here to get loose.
That's right. That's right.
Somebody Mark wants already, to get loose.
Somebody already went after me a little bit.
Called you Stinkles.
Yeah, called me Stinkles, and I had to dispense some radio justice. I think that was pretty.
I like how people also use this as a means to try to get under your skin, like, yeah. For example.
Yeah, oh, here comes another one.
Dallas and Firestone. Is it just me, or is Pro Football Focus the ultimate go-to guide for player information for fans?
That's good.
That's...
Yeah, actually, I respect that.
That's whole milk right there.
I respect that.
That's whole chocolate milk right there.
I respect that.
Good job.
Gosh, it just...
Is it just me or the Patriots were the only team to sign Cam Newton? Come on, Evans. Only one team can sign him. And can you guys stop slobbering over Mahomes every single day?
No.
Benny, that's your cue. Can you guys stop slobbering over Mahomes every day?
Showtime!
Thank you. It's not a case of slobbering over Mahomes. It's just dealing with the reality of Mahomes. He's the boogeyman. He's not going away. You're going to be facing him twice a year for the next 12 to 15 years. So rather than just kind of whistle past the graveyard and, you know, hope that if you ignore the problem, it goes away.
Right.
Just deal with it. Meet it head on.
Think about what he was able to accomplish in the playoffs. Three double-digit deficits. One, against Houston, wasn't he down 24-0? Something like that?
Yeah.
And he's on the sideline going, hey, man, we just need one. We're all right. Like, come on, guys. I will slobber over Mahomes. I will. He's that good. He is slobber-worthy. He is. He's like when you wake up, and you just passed out and you got a big spot of drool on the pillow. Yeah. Like it's to watch him play the game. It's mesmerizing. You get lost. Now I'm not lost. Like I'm lost when I'm looking at Brady. Beautiful. But his game is that good. So yeah, I mean, you know what? I love greatness. I'm going to give him props.
As far as the bit about Newton, yes, the Patriots were the only team to sign him, duh. But they were the only team to show any, I'm talking about showing interest in the guy.
Right.
It's not like he had multiple teams to choose from.
Yeah, that was the only.
That was it. They were the only other team
that reached out.
Just even placed a phone call.
Via Adam Schefter was Cleveland. Now, some of those teams knew, like Jacksonville knows he's not coming. It was like, they're not going to give him $1 million with a bunch of incentives and he's going to go to show up in Jacksonville. That just wasn't going to happen. Right? That's not happening. So there's some teams that knew that one, we're not going to lure him. He'd rather just work out and wait for something better to happen. And then the other thing was there's that aspect of it. And then, the other aspects of Cam Newton and where he's going to end up is, does he want to come play for us? And then the other thing you have to look at as a franchise is, if we bring him in and we have a young quarterback, that's a sideshow. And we don't want that for our young quarterback, especially in these pandemic times where he's just constantly looking over his shoulder. Now, that might happen. That might change come, you know, like let's say, for instance, that your Paxton Lynch was your quarterback and you knew he didn't have a chance, you know, and so you go through a couple weeks of camp hoping a light goes on and it's not going to go on. And then you move to Cam Newton. That's a different story. But if you have hope in your quarterback like you do with Drew Lock, you don't want to bring him in here and create that controversy.
You brought up Paxton Lynch again. Don't do it, Benny. Don't do it. We got to discuss this here because we're trying to extend the smear campaign to 2020. This would be day number 2020.
Uh-huh.
So this is a significant milestone day. So I don't know. To extend the smear campaign, it's going to be a really good smear. I don't think that was enough.
No. That wasn't even trying. That was just making an example Drew Lock.
Well, in days past, all we've used is just, you know, the mere mention of the name to extend it.
Right. Today, it's like Voldemort.
Something a little bit more.
You just don't mention the name Voldemort. But, yeah, I agree with you. To go 2020 on 2020, you need something with some significance.
I like this one. This is good. This is from Gary. He says, is it just me, or if you're going to be talking about Mahomes every single day, it'll make it easier if you play the na-na-na-na-na song while doing it? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So for those who think we talk too much about Mahomes, does this make it a little bit more tolerable?
I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
It does make it easier.
Palatable.
Yeah, I mean, great word. There it is. Yes. Very
more
good.
Palatable.
You're right. Now, I like that. So let's just vow from this moment on, since we're going to talk about Mahomes probably every single day.
Right.
To at least make it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know? If you got to swallow that bitter pill, at least make it a little easier.
That's like eating a turd sandwich.
Like when we were kids, I mean, I think they've done a better job, haven't they? Now that we're all parents, they've done a better job of making like the aspirin and the pills and the tablets that our kids need to take much more easier to swallow, to digest. Right?
That's probably why.
Remember what it was like for us as kids?
Oh yeah.
Oh, they were dreadful. Dreadful.
Yeah, there were suppositories.
Oh, God, awful.
You using the whole fist, Doc?
It's probably one of the reasons that, you know, this next generation's so soft. Make everything chewable, taste good, like candy.
Good point.
Millennials, a lot tougher than I thought.
We had to swallow down some castor oil.
Right? True story. One summer, my mom got on this, like, health kick for the kids, right? My sister and brother and myself. And she just decided this is the summer, you know, the kids are going to eat healthy, be healthy.
Right.
Every morning. She like laid it out. I mean, all these vitamins and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And you know what we also had? She mixed it in with some orange juice, like a little bit of orange juice. Cod liver oil.
Oh, yeah.
Cod liver oil.
Yep.
you haven't lived until you've choked down cod liver oil five times a week.
Did you, did you drink the raw eggs after the Rocky film?
I did it one time.
Yeah.
My buddies and I all tried it.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, if it works for Rocky. Yeah.
How many people out there? Quick sampling on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. After that came out.
Choked down some raw eggs.
Tried that.
Yeah.
And probably tried it with a bunch of your buddies.
Yeah. Hand goes up. I was in.
How many eggs did you do?
I don't know, like three or something.
Okay.
Three or four.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Just nasty.
From JP, is it just me or does Mark only mention the Broncos tackle situation because he's secretly afraid he's watching the greatest guard in Broncos history in the cooler? Let's talk interior line. What do we think?
Well, hey. I like the cool.
You didn't even give him the dog designation the other day. He said he's not even a dog yet. Never mind greatest guard in Bronco history. He's not even a dog yet.
I think he's got the potential. I think he's got the potential to be really a good player. Pro Bowl type player. I mean, is he there yet? I don't think so. But, hey, you know, you say... Same guy who's talking about how good Garrett Bowles was at the end of the season. Remember, Garrett Bowles, Mr., you know, multiple Pro Bowl best guard in history. Pro Football Focus had Dalton Reisner ranked at 66% or whatever, or 66th grade, where Bowlesy got a 76th grade. So they're saying Bowlesy way better than Dalton Reisner.
In case you missed it yesterday, we went over it. Pro Football Focus grades had Bowlesy as the third highest graded offensive lineman in the entire AFC West. And the only two guys ahead of him, Mitchell Schwartz.
Right.
May the Schwartz be with you. Of Kansas City, and Brian Bulaga, who wasn't even in the division last year.
Right.
Who's now with the Chargers.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. Now let's see how well you handle it.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. It's crazy talk. Preposterous.
But is it just me, or I'm much more enthusiastic about the Broncos' offensive line than you are? While acknowledging the issues of 72.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the makeup of their interior line. I like the idea of Kush. I don't know, just something about Kush.
I think you just like the name.
I think Kush is just, I don't know, this one just feels like a comfortable plug and play and forget about this guy for the next 10 years.
Every guy that I hear
is my word, and it's stronger than oak.
Every guy that I hear nationally talk about Kush, they all say the same thing. He's smart. It's great. Got to be smart.
Gotta be
smart. I know a lot of smart guys, Mike, they can't play.
Yeah, but this
so
is
we're
a,
gonna see.
But this is a smart guy who has an incredible backstory in terms of overcoming a lot of odds to get to where he ended up. And also he played at LSU.
Yeah, yeah.
And, part of the best offensive line in college football. Hey, we got some breaking news. Breaking news.
All right.
Regarding the NHL.
Yes,
Do we want to do it now?
Yeah.
You want to do it now?
Yeah, why not?
Or do we want to do it on the other side? We got a break.
Okay.
Big news regarding the NHL. We'll tell you about it next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.